Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Overcast a little bit, but still a beautiful morning in New York. How is it in L.A., Key? Is it nice for a change? Is the weather nice?
No, it's a little misty.
Little misty?
Yeah, a little misty.
How are your allergies this morning?
Not very good.
Not good. Yeah, you sound a little bit stuffed up now. I'm listening to it.
Yeah, it is what it is, man. I got to power through it, you know?
Yeah,
high energy at the top, Jay. I need to hear it from you.
It's okay.
I'm gonna lay out and let you do your thing.
You got to play through that foot injury, Key. That's what you have to do. You know what I mean? Play through the nostril injury. The clogginess, play through it, baby. Mm-hmm.
Man, I don't know how much allergy medicine to not take.
What? Did you do the neti pot?
No.
Oh, come on.
Gets in those sinuses.
I didn't even Google it. No, I'm just going to do what my doctor
It will help
says.
You, I'm telling you. It will help you.
Well, you sound, maybe that's just your mic.
Yeah.
But you sound
probably
kinda,
the mic.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a little nasal deal going on.
Yeah.
If I had your nostrils, Jay, I might be okay, you know?
Well, your nostrils are bigger than mine, so you can breathe better. You'll be okay.
Maybe that's why all the pollen is getting inside. More than normal.
Just vacuuming.
We've never seen a case like this.
Guys, got nostril vacuums, man.
Yeah, between watching that.
That thing last night?
I don't even know what to call it because it was
the best
one
man offense
in the league. It was a lot of hope. It was a lot of hope with the 15 at halftime. It was like, oh, okay, we might. Then I start really thinking, well, if they get this one, Jay, then maybe, okay, then maybe we could get it in Denver because we'll get this one. Okay, then if we get that one, then they got to come back to us. You know, I started really fooling myself, playing with my own emotions. And then myself, I was like, it's a wrap.
you see why, like, I was talking about the regular season. Come on, man. There are 30 teams in the league. 20 are playing after the regular season, right? That's why when Jokic is winning MVPs in the regular season and then he's going to get a third one, we're like, yeah, come on, man. Let's see him do it in the playoffs. And Jay, as you've pointed out, he didn't have a healthy team around him the last couple of years, and he did this time. And I was wondering how it was going to play because usually guys who don't really defend very well, maybe it doesn't play up as much. But at this moment, and we said it going in, I said it at least like the title's vacant. Who's the best player in the world? Well, at this moment, it looks like Nikola Jokic is the best player in the world to me, Jay. 30, 14, and 13 assists. I mean, the dude is averaging triple-doubles when they need it most in the playoffs. And then at the end of the game, it's like the ball has a magnet to the hoop, man. It's like he can't miss threes chucking up over his head and everything. The passing is ridiculous. Who's the best player in basketball at this moment? I would say Jokic.
It's between him and Jimmy Butler.
Yes.
It's damn near close. And I'm not ready to give anybody the crown yet.
Yeah, let's see
I want to see it finished.
Yeah, I'm with it.
When it's going to get finished, it's going to be a heavyweight fight, Max.
But I would say, put it this way, going into that fight, largely because of the team around them, but nevertheless, Butler's the underdog. Right,
agreed,
at this moment, Jokic is the favorite to emerge from these playoffs with the perception that he is the best player in the world.
You see, but Max, I'm not doing that anymore. Like, because every fight that Jimmy Butler has gone into, he's been the underdog,
that's
right?
True.
So, that's what I'm saying. I'm just, I need to see it. There's no doubt, I think, I said it the other day, I think Jokic is the best one-man offense there is in the league because he just impacts the game in so many ways from his rebounding, his passing, I mean, his decision-making last night. You're watching video, Mike Malone talking about this dude drawing up plays on a sideline, which is rare. You see that from wings. You see that from like the guys like Kobe or MJ or LeBron. You don't see that from centers, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know this may blow people's mind. You don't see centers on the sideline drawing up sets. Like, in-game sets like quick, like a guard. So he's a PG center. He's that in-between new breed that doesn't really exist in the game of basketball yet. He's a unicorn of basketball.
Yeah, meantime. And, go ahead, Jay.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, meantime, he was doing this the last couple of years, but didn't really have his crime partner available to him in Jamal Murray, right? I mean, now Jamal Murray's healthy, and he's the first player ever, history of basketball, history of the NBA, to average 30 points on 50-40-90 in the conference finals. So the whole question as to how would what you just described, Jokic is as a player, play up in the playoffs when the Nuggets had their other guy with them? This is how. They just swept the Lakers. It's unbelievable. Meantime, no one had more to gain than Jokic, right? Or has more to gain than Jokic if he wins a title, with the possible exception of Jimmy Butler. LeBron James weighed in on this, what Jokic proved to him last night.
Nothing. I know how great he is. I know how great Joker is. Certain guys in this league that play the game a certain way, certain way that I like to play the game as well, and he's one of them. Where you are always off balance when you guard a player like that because his ability to score, rebound, shoot. He sees plays before they happen. There's not many guys in our league like that. So you already knew you was going against a beast once the series started. And not only just about his game, everybody gets cracked up into his stats, but I don't think a lot of people talk about like this part of his game. Well, maybe it's not talked about because a lot of people don't understand it. But I do. He's special.
So two things, Max and Key. Key, first off, there is no player in the game of basketball like Joker. There's no player in the game of basketball like him. And secondly, you know, I feel for LeBron James, man. I mean, you know why? Because, damn, Joker at least brings it every night. At least every single night, you know, a dude's going to be crazy competitive. He's going to give you aggression on the offensive end. He's going to be involved in plays. I'm sitting there last night in a must-win game, a game four. I'm watching my 38-year-old, one of the best players to ever play the game of basketball, give me 31 points in the first half. Literally go all out, play the entire game, 48 minutes, with the exception of 4.6 seconds to go in the game. And I'm looking at my other superstar being like, yo, where's the aggression, AD? Where's the aggression? Like, where's the AD in the first game to have 40 points on 23 shots? Like, why are we being passive? Like, why am I waiting for Austin Reeves to try to explode offensively? Why am I waiting for Dennis Schroeder? Where's my other superstar, Key? Like, that's my entire question for this all offseason. Where's my other superstar? Is he with me? Just competitive drive, Key.
I called Yates last night during the game. I don't remember exactly when the game, but it was speaking to your point. I mean, right? So I pick up the phone. You know me. I'm as silly as all outdoors. And it was a play where AD goes to the cup. And he completely just misses the – he just like, dude, you're already at the rim. Like, look at Joker. He's at the rim, too. It goes in. You're falling on the ground. I called Yates. I said, Yates. I said two letters. I said, AD, for real. And all he can do is laugh. Because it doesn't make sense to see him as this budding superstar that we're supposed to have play the way that he plays. It just doesn't – it's mind-boggling – to me. Now, I know all along I've always had Joker, oh, he puts me to sleep and things like that. That's called a bit, if you didn't know, Jay. I ain't no damn fool. Like, LeBron, the dude can play, man. He can play. It might be slow. It might be unorthodox. It may look weird. But the dude can play basketball. Now, I don't know if he's going to win a championship because of Jimmy Butler. Just don't know. You know, don't know what that's going to look like in the end. But if the Nuggets didn't have that dude, they wouldn't be in this position.
Yeah, we'll get into in the coming days, you know, who, because Jokic has an enormous amount to gain.
Butler's going to be in a championship.
Yeah, right. But Butler, like, the question will be who has more to gain, because they both have an enormous amount to gain, the Joker and Jimmy Butler, if and when, and it's very likely they meet in the finals. But let's get back to LeBron for a second, guys. LeBron James, one of the reasons I was like, Jay, you know, the title of best player in the game, LeBron had it undisputed for years and years and years. And even when you thought or someone else thought, no, it's Giannis, or tomorrow it's KD, or the next day it's Steph, no one really had a stranglehold on that title, right? Who could emerge from this season really generally recognized, maybe no one, but maybe someone, as the best player in the world? Maybe it was still LeBron, I thought. It's not still LeBron. But that's because he's not, like, think about what he did last night. Just put it in context. He's 38 years old. He's in year 20. He's going to need surgery, likely, on a lower extremity in the offseason. He played 48 minutes of a deciding game and ended with basically a 40-point triple-double. And that's the way you go out, right? Like a great prize fighter in the championship round, the last round, going for the knockout. LeBron got his shot blocked with under 4 seconds left in the lane by the whole team converging on him, and ultimately a young, athletic player in Aaron Gordon blocking his shot. But that's what it took to stop him from tying that game in minute 48 of, like, that was an all-time great performance by one of the greatest players who ever lived. Improbably great, considering the circumstances. But what it did show is, in the old days, this supporting cast, Jay, even AD playing like this, would have been enough. LeBron might be up 3-1. He's not quite there anymore. But incredible, but not what it used to be. And consequently, the Lakers lose.
He's 38.
Right, that's what I just said.
Yeah, I know. I said that before you said it. He's 38 years old.
And you pointed out 31 at the half. It's unbelievable.
But like that, my thing, though, Max, is like you shouldn't need him to be what he was 10 years ago. That's why, you know, Key and I have both been talking about Anthony Davis being that driver.
Yeah,
like,
but
he
I don't
has
know what
to.
It is.
No, but that's the thing, though, Max. Everybody, every offseason, it's the same thing. And I hear people doing it again. Well, AD just has to be better. AD has to take better care of his body.
Right?
Yeah, but how many times are we going to say that? How many off seasons, Key? Every offseason, man. It's the same thing every offseason.
AD is a great player. He's not Jokic level. He's not he was several years ago. He was, I thought, better than Jokic several years ago in the bubble. But at right now, AD's not quite everything he used to be, and his temperament doesn't appear to be a driver of a franchise. Doesn't mean he can't be an excellent player and part of a championship. We've seen it already, and he played great in the bubble in that championship. But you're going to need more. You're going to need more.
Yeah,
I don't know,
Max,
if it means getting rid of him. It just means you need more.
I'm taking calls, though. I am taking calls on Anthony Davis.
Eight.
And by the way, let's stop referencing the bubble. That was 4 years ago.
But it occurred.
I know,
on his resume.
I hear it's on his resume, Max, but it was so long ago.
888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Jay, when you get to be my age, it doesn't feel like a very long time. LeBron spoke about his future, by the way. What could it mean? Ooh.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
J. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Hey, you hanging in there, Key? You hanging in there with the allergies?
No, I'm good. Yeah, I'm a hang until I can't hang. Let's put it that way.
All right, there you go.
If I check out, I'll let you know.
You go out like LeBron in the lane, minute 48 for the tie. You just get it blocked. It happens. That's how you go out. Talk about leaving it all out there on the field of play. So afterward, an obviously dejected LeBron, who gave it his all, gave it his best, and as Jay has pointed out, AD did not show up to the same extent as LeBron did. By the way, you guys see Austin Reeves, 21.3, 5.3 assists, 3.5 rebounds a game. Pretty good.
Hey, Max, Max, word up. Like I just said word up.
Word up.
Word
seriously?
Up, son.
Word up. Up.
It just came out though. It just Max, has it ever just happened to you?
Like 1980
rap? No, all the time. I might have an 83 flashback and hit you with easy
word
up.
Son. Word up. Because I got angry,
around,
Key.
Mix Master Flash or something.
Yo, that stupid death, Jay.
Yo, because Key, I mean, Max, I want to listen to the sound of LeBron, but I also I could not be doing my job if I did not tell you that the end of the game, the last play that I saw Darvin Ham came out of timeout with was trash.
Right. Yeah.
It was horrible.
Horrible.
Yeah, we got to talk about it.
We'll get into it. Now that you've teased it, we need to hear the breakdown. Here's LeBron. Listen to this closely. Here's LeBron on his future right after being swept in the conference finals.
We'll see what happens going forward. But I don't know. I got a lot to think about, to be honest. And just for me personally, going forward with the game of basketball, I got a lot to think about.
Does that sound like he is considering retirement to you guys?
No. Can you just tell these cats, like, when... When you are 38 years old or anybody who's competitive in a game and you just left everything on the floor, regardless of whether he had 9 points in the second half and people, you know, lost steam and, you know, you're looking for other teammates. Like, when you leave everything on the floor at this stage of his career, it just – sometimes you just need a couple of days, man. It's hard to go right to that podium and then all of a sudden start talking about your future – and just think, oh, I'm just going to go do it again. And I'm not saying LeBron is trying to give us cliffhangers like Tom Brady, but it's at the same time, man. He's pissed off that they just lost. He's angry.
Yeah, he's not thinking about next season or the season after. He's thinking about what just occurred in the game in the final moments. It's frustration. It's tired. It's I can't believe. This is a lot on me. It's all of those things. And when you get those questions after a game, sometimes you don't have the answer immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you're going to have to take some time, go on one of them big old giant yachts that he's always on in the summer, sit around with his boys, have a little sip of his tequila and a little wine and smoke a cigar, giggle, get whatever – off-season rehab, you know, a little tune-up on his legs and whatever else, and then get ready to go. That's where he's at. That's where he's at.
What's because up with the giggle? Why'd you throw the giggle in there?
Who threw a giggle in?
You said giggle. You said have a cigar.
Oh, because that's the giggle. You're going to have fun. You're out enjoying yourself.
Just kick it.
Yeah, you kick it. You got a little giggle here.
Giggle in there. The cigar, you're
have
the wine, giggle. The giggle.
Yeah, you're going to have a little giggle and kick back and, you know, eat up on some Branzinos and reflect on the season. Talk to your agent and your buddies.
Some Branzinos. Listen to you today. Go ahead.
I mean, that's the reality of it. That's what's happening. I'm giving you the off-season program and what it's going to be, Jay. That's the off-season program. And I'm going to get up some shots here and there with my son once I'm healthy to go. And that's it.
Key, you have flipped a lot of phrases in your day, but eat up on some Branzinos is right now number one for me. Eat up on some Branzinos.
No, Max, do your brain was number
do
one.
Do your brain. You're right. Do your brain do is your the brain king. Number that's one. Number one. Eat up on some Branzinos might be the number one contender to the title, though, man. Listen, Rob Perez on social media. Here's what he said after that LeBron statement. He tweeted this out. One, retire for a year. 2, watch Bronny play at USC. 3, recharge the body. 4, come back in 2024. 5, sign with whatever team drafts Bronny. Not a bad strategy. Is that something
well,
like that possible?
He can't sign with any team because he's under contract. So that's out. Right? He can always watch his son play and still be a Laker. So that's in.
True. Well, he has one more year than a player option.
Yeah, so he's not going to be able to sign with any team.
So if he retires, yeah, he's still under contract. He's under contract. For the season he plays. Yeah.
So really, he's going to recharge his battery, like I said, chop up on some of them big old Branzinos with the head on it, fillet it up,
You think LeBron can take the bone out of the Branzino as fast as you?
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, he's had enough Branzino at this
point. He's had enough. Yeah. But he's going to enjoy himself, Jay. That's what he's going to do and recharge his battery.
I mean, look, I think at the end of the day, you got to start thinking next moves. So, like I said earlier, I am taking calls on Anthony Davis. Yeah. I'm not saying I'm pulling the trigger, but I am taking calls. I am hearing what people offer.
See, you sound emotional to me, Jay.
Why?
As a general manager in the front office exec right now, you sound emotional after a subpar game by Anthony Davis. Now, all of a sudden, you taking calls.
Guys, I want to slip this in. And then we can react to it on the other side. And people, speaking of taking calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776-KJM. Dave McMenamin, our ESPN Lakers reporter, was on SportsCenter early this morning, 1 a.m. Eastern, on what LeBron James told him after the game. Listen to this.
I walked out of the arena with him, and I asked him, what were you trying to leave for us in terms of a breadcrumb trail? What thread should we be trying to pull? When it comes to you saying you have a lot to think about, and he said, whether I want to continue to play. And I said, as in next year? He said, yeah. I said, so you would walk away? And he said, that's what I got to think about. And certainly, those are some heavy words coming out of the mouth of the game's all-time leading scorer who just dropped 40 on the Denver Nuggets, played all but 4 seconds in game 4. But certainly, he's at a point, a crossroads of his career, and I've covered him for a while. I've never heard him speak like this before.
Is LeBron serious about retiring? Or was there a hidden message to the Lakers organization in what he said? 888-SAY-ESPN, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN. Is LeBron serious about retiring, or is he sending a message to the organization? First, I'm going to play you what LeBron said at the post-game presser after getting swept. By the way, as Jay points, 31 points at the half. A 38-year-old on a foot that may need surgery, playing in his 20th season, basically making the finals every other year of his career, right? So playing an extra 2 months of basketball more than everyone else. Olympics, the whole thing, making movies, right? Think about this guy's calendar for a second. Plays 48 minutes and finishes with basically a 40-point triple-double. And gets his shot blocked at the very end in the lane by a very athletic, you know, in his prime player as the whole other team's defense converges on him. Like, he left it all out there. Here's LeBron at the post-game presser, and then you're going to listen to what our very own Lakers reporter, Dave McMenamin, said about what LeBron told him as he was leaving the arena. Here's LeBron at the presser.
We'll see what happens going forward.
And I don't know. I don't know. I got a lot to think about, to be honest. And just for me personally, going forward with the game of basketball, I got a lot to think about.
Following the news conference, ESPN, Dave McMenamin asked LeBron to elaborate on his statement. Here's Dave McMenamin on the 1 a.m. Sports Center this morning.
I walked out of the arena with him, and I asked him, what were you trying to leave for us in terms of a breadcrumb trail? What thread should we be trying to pull when it comes to you saying you have a lot to think about? And he said, whether I want to continue to play. And I said, as in next year? He said, yeah. I said, so you would walk away? And he said, that's what I got to think about. And certainly, those are some heavy words coming out of the mouth of the game's all-time leading scorer who just dropped 40 on the Denver Nuggets, played all but 4 seconds in game four. But certainly he's at a point, a crossroads of his career, and I've covered him for a while. I've never heard him speak like this before.
All right, guys. Is LeBron serious about retirement? Or is he sending a message, Jay Key? Hey, Lakers, go get me Kyrie. Even if it means we may have to lose Austin Reeves, who averaged 23 points in the conference finals, or Rui Hachimura, who was excellent. You think he's sending that message, Jay Key?
I think that's always been out. Once again, Kyrie Irving was in the building last night at the Crypto.com arena, okay? It just didn't lead to D'Lo having a big game. I do always find myself, you know, we say how we really feel on this show. So I tell you guys things that are going through my mind as I'm watching the game. And as much as I appreciate D'Lo and the effort, if he's not bringing that offensive explosiveness, I don't understand why he's on the court. And he, once again, last night, he didn't really give that to you. The effort was better, but still, you need more from a guy like him. So, look, you have to give up assets to get Kyrie Irving. But I do feel that if Kyrie Irving were on the floor, if you were able to keep a guy like Rui along with LeBron James and an AD, that gives you the over-the-top scoring and playmaking that completes this team. It does feel like they're one piece away. Now, how you get that piece if you're giving up Austin and Rui in order for Dallas to make that happen, that's ultimately the question you have to ask.
Why would they have to give up anything? He's a free agent, Jay. So that he doesn't lose money? Sign and trade is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean.
Because you wouldn't be able to offer him the same. You would need Dallas to sign him for the money that he would want, Key. And then you would have to trade him for the assets. Because he would get nowhere close to the money if you were just signing with you guys as a free agent.
But who's to say? I don't know what the number would be. But who's to say he wouldn't take less to be with LeBron again and try to figure out how to subsidize those missed earnings in another way?
I mean, we have to get the cap numbers key.
I mean, you got
to
be creative.
I do know that he would have to take a significant portion less.
Yeah, but what's significant, though, I guess is what I'm saying. Is significant at $100 million? Is significant $40 million? Like, I think it would just depend on how much we're talking about. But let's just leave the numbers out of it for instance. No, it's not a message to the Lakers owners to go get Kyrie Irving. They already know what they want to do. That's something that's already talked about. They already know he's available. We got to figure out how to be creative to keep Rui, to keep Austin Reeves, to bring back AD and get his mind right. LeBron James is already there. We know we got two superstars in LeBron James and AD. AD just got to come to the party. We discovered Austin Reeves. We discovered Rui. So now let's figure out how to get those other pieces around him. And one of those main pieces, obviously, is Kyrie. Kyrie's been in the building, I think, he's been in the building at least three times throughout the home games for the Lakers in the playoffs. So there's some sort of interest there, you know, trying to stick his toe in the water, Jay, to get a feel for what people are saying to him. You know how they go, want to walk around. Oh, look, I'm Kyrie. Oh, the fans see me. Oh, Kyrie, come here next year, please. He's playing that game, Jay.
This is only an issue, guys, because the Lakers have not been able to get point guard right in a long time, right? They drafted D'Angelo Russell second overall originally, didn't quite work out. They draft is okay. They drafted Lonzo Ball, who basically, he's good. He just can't stay healthy, right? And then they get D'Angelo Russell back. They tried Schroeder. But these guys, Lonzo, it's not fair because he hasn't been healthy or in a position to really win with the Lakers when he's been healthy. But the other guys have come up small when they were given the starring role at point guard. Schroeder better, you know, when he's chasing guys around the perimeter and popping a three every now and then. But as the lead point guard, right, the guy who's supposed to help you, they haven't been able to get – D'Angelo Russell was awful in the series. And I think one of the reasons we're even having this conversation, it's not merely Kyrie and everything he can do, and we've seen him, that's the one guy he's won with is LeBron. But the fact that D'Angelo Russell couldn't get it, no one's really gotten it done at that position for the Lakers in recent years.
Well, the thing is, you also need somebody that's a dynamic playmaker, Max. So that's a – you know, D'Lo turned more into a catch-and-the-shoot type of player. I mean, even the last play of the game, okay, you have Austin Reeves who's taking the ball on the sideline out of bounds. First off, like if you're going to just run Dennis Schroeder towards the strong side corner, I don't know why you even have him on that corner. Have him in the opposite corner. I'm talking about the last play of the game. If Austin Reeves is going to inbound the ball, you run him towards the corner because he's a dynamic guy that can shoot off of LeBron James' drive, and he can also create his own shot, right? So you open up that whole left side of the court. Now, you notice on the last play, Max and Key, like literally when there's a screen, a down screen, Jamal Murray's on Rui. So Jamal just leaves Rui. So literally you have AD who's wide open. You have LeBron who could make the right play to kick the ball out to AD when he drives. But I kind of like the fact that LeBron is like, screw that. Like, I'm going to do it. Like, I'm at the stage of my career, it's on me. I got it, right? But where are you having him drive the ball to, Darvin Ham? You're having him drive the ball into a Michael Porter Jr. who's 6'10". Jamal Murray leaves Rui because of personnel on the court, right? Because now you're not even spacing the floor with a guy like D'Lo. If he were a shooter, you couldn't leave him because you're not going to leave somewhat of a shooter, even though he's a poor shooter in this series. So, like, the personnel, the last play call on top of the D'Lo issues, man, like, all that stuff, if you're LeBron, you have to be
frustrated.
The
last play call,
today.
We're watching it on ESPN2 right now. You can check it out. And that's exactly right, Jay. He drives into – not only does Murray get his hand on the ball, and a 6'10" forward who can jump out the gym, and Aaron Gordon leaps and blocks the shot, but Jokic is also waiting under the basket. Like, and he could have rotated over. He right into the teeth of the defense, LeBron. But from LeBron's point of view, that's doing every single thing you can up until the last possible moment and just coming up a little short. 888-SAY-ESPN. Yes, Jay?
No, go ahead, Max.
Well, look, Carmelo retired. LeBron says is obviously considering retirement, or at least wants us to think so. Who are the best scorers since 2000? Jay's going to tell you, and we're going to take your calls. KJ Ham.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
He might be the most skilled big with that size that the game has ever seen. You add his play with this team, it's over.
Jay's round ball rankings.
The game is over.
KJM ESPN Radio, we're presented by Progressive Insurance. If you missed any of the first hour so far, you can download the podcast. Obviously, you're maybe listening to us right now on Sirius XM Channel 80 or the ESPN app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner. Scroll down to live radio. You can hear us there. You can watch us on ESPN2 till 8 a.m. and ESPNU till 10 a.m. All right, Jay. Carmelo retires. LeBron says he's considering retirement, essentially. Jay, who have been the best scorers in the NBA since the year 2000?
Oh, this one's hard. This one's hard. This one broke me, Key. Okay, I'm going to give it my best shot. Y'all going to judge me, but I'm here for it. Let's start with number five, Yates.
Number five.
Yo, AI. Oh, it kills me. I'm even saying AI at number five, but I've had to go against this man. 6'1", 175 pounds, soaking wet. Couldn't touch him. You're pretty much blowing him. He's going to fall over. He's getting to the free throw line. Do average like 10 to 11 free throw attempts per game, which is a very underrated aspect of his game nobody talks about. But still, I mean, the AI crossover, the step back, the move he had over Ty Lue in the playoffs. I mean, AI, one of the best to ever do it. He's number five on my list. Dude was a walking god bucket in the real-time flesh. That's number five. Next up.
Number four.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to James Harden at number four. Okay, you're probably saying, well, James Harden, the most innovative offensive player the game of basketball I think has ever seen. Dude had people guarding him. The way people were guarding him changed, y'all. Cats were guarding him with their hands behind their back. What the hell is that? Who tries to guard somebody with their hands behind their back, not in front of them? Because the dude was a genius at creating fouls. You may not like it. You may hate it. You may say, oh, James, he doesn't get you. Whatever the extra stuff is about James, still, when it comes down to getting you a bucket real time back in his prime, ooh, there weren't as many people as cold as James Harden. Next up on the list.
Number three.
Yo, man, respect to Kobe. I love you, Kobe. Rest in peace, brother. I mean, the offensive game was different than what I've seen anybody in the game of basketball have. It was a crystallized, more refined piece of China version of Carmelo Anthony. And that said, with Carmelo being one of the realest the game of basketball has ever had to do it, right? I mean, the reverse pivot. You ever play like a game of one-on-one basketball, and they play back in the day, you get two or three dribbles. I mean, Kobe kills that game. Kobe is one of the best to ever do it. Next up on the list.
Number two.
Yo, Steph, I am. Steph the Chef, whatever you want to call him. I mean, dude has changed the geometry of the game of basketball. You got to guard the dude before he even hits half court. He stretches you out, runs over 3.5 miles per game. One of the most prolific shooters and, by the way, a top two handle in the league. Him and Kyrie Irving, to me, have the best handle in the leagues. So you combine all these together. He's like a Harlem. He's like a 2025 Harlem Globetrotter with a jumper. I mean, you try to tell me how to stop it. One of the best scoring players the game has ever had. I know he only has two scoring titles, but still, the game is just prolific. And number one.
Number one.
Yeah, I got to go. I got to go with the. I got to go with the man, Kevin Durant. I mean, the efficiency, he's 7-footer. He's doing all the same things off, you know, 2-3 dribbles. He can get to his bag a lot of different ways, a lot of injuries, but still, I think in the 2000s, he's the best scorer the game has seen in the 2000s. So that's my list. AI, James Harden, Kobe, Steph, KD.
You want to do it, Key, or should I?
I mean, you go ahead. You know you want to do it, so go on, man.
Kobe's
Michael
too
Jordan
low.
Michael Jordan didn't play.
I know, but Kobe's too low. Yeah, but Michael Jordan Jr. is too low, right? Like, Kobe is too low. And I understand it's really just a way of, like, a matter of the way you look at it, right? He was not as efficient a scorer. But, man, like, yes, he is not as efficient as KD or Steph, but if I need a bucket, I trust that Kobe's going to go get it, right? He's creating shots for himself and teammates, by the way. It's not like he didn't average a lot of assists, but he can, you know, and he was the best bad shot maker I've ever seen. Kobe was, and by the way, and it reflected, like, when he led the league, when he had that Jordan-level scoring year where he had 35-something points, he led the league. There was a greater margin between him and whoever was number two than, like, almost anyone ever. I think Kobe's got to be number one on the pure scoring, not just efficient scoring or anything like that. Pure scoring, I have to put Kobe number one on the list since 2000. Key, where are you with it?
Yeah, I'm fine with the top three. I think when you look at Kevin Durant, you say Kobe Bryant whenever you need a bucket. I mean, Kevin Durant, whenever you need a bucket, he's been able to do it as well. He's had some stumbles here recently, you know, in Phoenix, whatever, in Brooklyn, whatever the case may be, in foot on the line, missed against Milwaukee. And then obviously Steph Curry, there's nothing. I mean, come on. You can't argue when you need a bucket, when you don't need a bucket. Then Kevin Durant. I don't know that I would have James Harden on there, Jay. I don't know if he would be in my top five.
Well, who would you replace him with? Who would your top five be? Because I know how what the sentiment is about James Harden, but offensively, man, he's a genius.
See, the fact that you don't have LeBron on there, I probably would replace him with LeBron. Now, I'm not talking about LeBron at 38, 37, 36, 35. I'm just talking about some of the stuff that he was able to do in Miami and in Cleveland. Remember that shot against Golden State, I think it was? He was going left to right. I think it was Golden State. Left to right, off the glass when they needed that bucket. I just look at stuff like that. Maybe he's not a pure shooter, but you didn't say pure shooter, right? You said, I need a bucket. So,
LeBron's the all-time scoring leader, right?
You see what I'm saying, Jay? If it ain't a three, I could put it on the ground, and I could just do this to you with my elbow and my big, broad shoulders, and I'm going to put it in the cup. But you played in the NBA, so correct me.
No, it's the same. No, it's a list, man. Look, it's fluid. Everybody's going to have an issue with it. It's just fine. You can say LeBron James, all-time leading scorer. I think the greatest player to ever do it. I see these. Like, LeBron was more of he could burrow his way to the bucket. These, to me, are like more crystallized type scores.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, refined skill sets that just – I mean, LeBron's skill set is refined. It's just not as refined as – these guys, in my opinion.
So no Shaq, no Tracy McGrady. No, it's a hard list. Who else might be there?
Your list is trash, Jay.
No, Kobe is too low. As a scorer, not as a shooter, but as a scorer, Kobe's offense, man, he could score from anywhere, and no matter what kind of defense you played on him, again, he was the best bad shot maker ever. Right.
Every time I hear Kobe from your mouth, Max, I just go back to our argument on First Take about you saying Andre Iguodala was more clutch than
no,
Kobe.
No, you switched it. It was Kawhi.
Kawhi, that's right.
It was Kawhi. We were arguing against Kawhi, Kobe. In the playoffs, but the numbers are the numbers.
In the playoffs.
888-SAY-ESPN. You ready to give Jokic his due?
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.